श्री गौरी करुणालहरी तोयजाक्षी शंकरेश्वरी।
The history of our Mysore state has been woven around the 551 years of the glorious rule of the Wadiyar dynasty. According to legends, the Wadiyars trace their ancestry to Lord Krishna and are believed to have come to Mysore from Dwaraka. 25 Wadiyar kings have influenced the land and people of Mysore, and their indelible contributions is what we have today inherited in this blessed land that is today called Karnataka. The 25th and last Wadiyar king was His Highness Jayachamaraja Wadiyar. We wanted to bring alive his legacy and brilliance through a series of podcasts of his important speeches. Prince Jayachamaraja Wadiyar lost his father, Yuvaraja Kantirava Narsimraja Wadiyar, on 11th March 1940, when he was just 21, and he was duly anointed as the Yuvaraja. But 5 months later, Nalvadi Krishnaraja Wadiyar, his uncle, also died on 3rd August 1940. Yuvaraja Jayachamaraja Wadiyar ascended the throne of Mysore on 8th September 1940. We launched the podcast series The King Speaks with this momentous coronation speech. Here's the reading of the speech by His Highness Jayachamaraja Wadiyar at his coronation on September 8, 1940. In the voice of his daughter, Maharaja Kumari Kamakshi Devi.
My beloved people, I have been profoundly moved by the innumerable marks of respect and affection for my revered uncle, the late Maharaja Sri Krishnaraja Wadiyar Bahadur, which have poured in from rich and poor, from high and low, from every quarter of the state, such testimony to the loss which they as well as I have sustained has brought much consolation to me and to the members of my house, and it will be source of strength to sustain me in the great task upon which I am about to enter. In succeeding to the throne of Mysore, I follow a great ruler who loved you all and who won your love by his love of God, by his wisdom, his graciousness, his humility, his faithfulness to duty, and his kingly greatness. His memory will be ever with us. It is a bitter memory now when we are feeling the full shock of his loss and the gap he leaves in our lives. It will grow sweeter as the years go on and as we learn to appreciate all the more what he meant to us and to mold our lives by his. It is now for us to dedicate ourselves to the fulfillment of his great task, and we shall succeed in fulfilling it if we so consecrate ourselves in the spirit of one great family. The world is very full of troubles today, and it is only by meeting these troubles in a spirit of unity and self-sacrificing that we can win through. In this spirit, I look upon this ceremony of ascending the throne of my ancestors as a dedication to myself and my life and all that I have to the service of the people of Mysore. But I am fully conscious that no effort of mine can succeed alone. I need your help and your cooperation, your confidence and your love. May God grant me light and strength in the discharge of the sacred duty entrusted to me, and may His blessings in abundance rest on every hearth and brighten every home in Mysore.